Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 57. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows around 33. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 40s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 46.
Mid-America Network News. Topeka's homicide total of 21 for 2025 ended up being one of the fewer than the official 22 reported in the capital city in 2024. In an announcement this past week, the Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Hagee announced that July 19, 2025, the death of a 16-month-old child has been ruled a homicide. Hagee said the child was found unresponsive at a residence. Senator Roger Marshall visited a military medical facility hoping to protect the services it provides. The Kansas senator says he's concerned about the Defense Health Agency potentially downgrading Irwin Army Community Hospital at Fort Riley. A report from the Military Times says officials at the agency are downsizing some facilities facing staff shortages. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour, coming to First Council Casino, Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints, with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club, or charge by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
According to the Saline County Sheriff's Office, on January 9th, around 4:45 p.m., a single vehicle accident occurred southwest of Saline County near Smolin. Reportedly, a car was traveling too fast for the conditions and slid off the road and landed on its top in a creek. Two occupants, a 46-year-old female driver and 32-year-old female passenger, complained of pain after suffering minor injuries but denied EMS assistance. Special Olympics Kansas is gearing up for one of its coolest fundraisers of the year, the Cool School Plunge. The annual event, set for February 28th at Topeka West High School, invites participants to jump into the icy water to raise money for Special Olympic Kansas athletes. Organizers say the plunge not only supports programs for athletes, but also promotes inclusion across the community. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move, from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The beginning of the state legislative session in the state of Nebraska didn't come without some drama after Omaha State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh officially apologized over the weekend for removing parts of a temporary exhibit from the state capitol walls earlier last week.
I am sorry. What I did on Wednesday, I should not have done. I have regretted it pretty much ever since, and I regret putting all of my colleagues in the position to have to deal with the repercussions of my actions.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, as the state legislature was wrapping up their first week of the session on Friday last week, where Kavanaugh had initially defended her actions of removing posters from a wall near her office, saying that the removal was not political and that she took the items down in her hallway because the wall displays were not allowed in that area. Senator Jared Storm from the David City area had called an executive board to review whether Kavanaugh should face punishments for her action. Mid-America Network News.
Looking for a deal that's absolutely unbeatable? Rusty at Ford has the answer. With over 450 used vehicles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect car, truck, or SUV at a price you'll love. That's right, 450-plus quality used vehicles ready for you to drive away today. Plus, when you trade in your old ride, we'll give you up to $5,000 over KBB. And with rates as low as 4.99%, it's easier than ever to get behind the wheel of a car you'll love. And every used car comes with 6 months, 6,000-mile peace of mind coverage, so you can drive off the lot knowing you're covered. Don't miss out. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Offer valid with fair value minus damage, mechanical needs, and mileage. Powertrain coverage on purchases with less than 100,000 miles or 9 years old. WAC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week, following a public hearing with no comments coming forward, voted unanimously to approve vacating a portion of Unicorn and Vista Roads. Several landowners met with commissioners regarding a bridge on 23rd south of Pheasant Road. They were advised Public Works plans to put a tube in to replace the bridge. Washington County Commissioners, continuing discussion of a countywide ambulance service, have received word that both the cities of Washington and Lynn have indicated interest in contracting for services. Each underlined they felt the county should set up and provide the ongoing services. Existing providers were contacted as to interest in continuing or expanding under current licenses. Union Pacific Railroad will reimburse over $115,000 for damage to roads during the cleanup of a coal train derailment last month at Wagon Train Road. Some township claims may not be compensated as documentation is a challenge. Following a public hearing with no comments coming forward, Nemahal County Commissioners at their last meeting voted unanimously to approve 2025 budget amendments, including law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, and the Solid Waste Fund. Commissioners heard a request for $40,000 annual funding from the county attorney, Brad Lippert, who's retiring August 1st, and would like to use the additional funds to attract a replacement for the attorney position, handling child in need of care and other related cases. Following a brief executive session, a motion was approved with a budget of $3,000 per month. Gage County Board of Supervisors at their last meeting elected Eric Thiemann as chair and Emily Haxby as vice chair, and appointing Amanda Fanning as county attorney with the retirement of Roger Harris. Discussion took place on the visitor improvement grant dollars, suggesting a tiered process based on percentages. For grants that have a project total up to $50,000, they could receive up to 50% in grant dollars with a $25,000 max, and would have a one-year waiting period before applying again. For grants with a projected total up to $150,000, they could receive up to 35% in grant dollars, maximum $52,500, and would have a two-year waiting period before applying again. Grants with a project total over $150,000 could receive a 20% in grant dollars with a $75,000 max and a three-year waiting period before applying again. Motion approved unanimously, as well as a motion to approve Visitor Center improvement to the Beatrice Youth Recreation in the amount of $50,000 for the Hannibal Ballpark was approved. One Marysville annual celebration was Saturday. The Legacy Award presented to Dan and Rhonda Wassenberg with Pepsi-Cola and Marcan Sales. Small Business of the Year went to Kramer Oil. Sharon Phillips was recognized as Volunteer of the Year. CES Group won Business Design and Beautification. Ty Lumley was recognized for Outstanding Customer Service, and Steve Bloomer was chosen Black Squirrel of the Year. Valley Heights Winter Formal was Friday with crowning of Queen Caitlin Hemry and King Chad Bargdale. Blue Valley Technology customers may have received another scam email requesting personal information. This is not legitimate and should be deleted. If you did click the link provided, have questions or concerns, contact the Blue Valley Technologies office for assistance. Terry L. Meade, age 68, of Centralia, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Centralia Community Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Terry Meade. Robert J. Bob Stahlbaumer, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at the church, with a visitation Monday from 1 until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Stahlbaumer. Delvin E. Aldrich, age 72, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday,
10 a.m. from the Fancy Creek Zion Church south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Delvin Hontrich. Lorna E. Heitman, age 98, of Palmer, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial of the church cemetery. Family visitation Friday, 4 until 6 at the church, with Award Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lorna Heitman. Gwendolyn W. Gwen Patterson, age 95, of Liberty, passed away January 6th. Celebration of life services planned January 25th at 2 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore, with a private burial at the Liberty Cemetery, the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gwen Patterson. Jerry J.B. Bernard, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for J.B. Bernard.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A good deal of sunshine expected for this afternoon. Not record-breakingly warm, but still around 20 degrees above average temperature-wise for this time of year. High temperatures by this afternoon are looking to climb up into the middle to upper range of the 50s. And not overly breezy either. Winds will be out of the south and southwest, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Still a dry forecast for tonight and into your Tuesday. Tuesday looking to be our warmest day of the remainder of the work week. We'll even take a swing at some lower 60s for high temperatures for tomorrow, before a cold frontal boundary does knock us back closer to the lower range of the 40s for high temperatures midweek Wednesday, along with ushering in some breezier north and northwest winds. Thursday expecting highs in the middle 40s, and then breezy with some lower 40s to wrap up your work week on Friday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January 43, record high on this date 63, the average low 20, and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:03.
Once upon a time, all humans had brown eyes. Those of us with blue eyes are technically mutants. The full story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 12th, the 12th day of the year. Novelist Jack London was born on this day, and Batman debuted on ABC TV 60 years ago. If you have blue eyes, you're the result of a genetic mutation that occurred some 6 to 10,000 years ago. Before that, says a researcher at the University of Copenhagen, all humans had brown eyes. What's more, all blue-eyed people share a single common ancestor, the first human to have the blue-eyed genetic trait. The mutation turned out to be neither positive nor negative. It's simply a result of nature shuffling the human genome just to see if anything sticks. You might recognize other products of that genetic shuffling, traits like baldness, freckles, and various hair colors. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hobble store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The number 22 Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling over the weekend to the West Virginia Mountaineers in an 86-75 loss. That putting the Jayhawks now at an 11-5 overall record, tied with the Mountaineers. The big scorer of the night was Darren Peterson, putting 23 points on the board with 31 minutes of play, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. Trey White had 18 points for the night, Melvin Council Jr. with 11, and Florian Badunga with 8. Overall, the Jayhawks went 26-61 for field goal attempts and 8-27 on three-pointers. It was also a bad weekend for the Wildcats, where they ended up falling to Arizona State with an 87-84 loss. That puts the Wildcats now at a 9-7 overall record. Abdi Bashir had 22 points for the night, with P.J. Haggerty with 25. Kansas State ended up going 28-70 in their field goal attempts. The Wildcats are back in action on Wednesday with a 7 p.m. tip back at home, taking on number 25 with the UCF Knights. The Jayhawks are back in action on Tuesday tomorrow at home against Iowa State.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. High-performing fungicides play a critical role in modern crop production. They not only protect plants from harmful diseases like rust, blight, and mildew, but also help maintain plant health during key growth stages. That disease protection leads to stronger stalks, fuller leaves, and more consistent grain fill, which directly translates to higher yields and better quality. But it's not just about fighting visible disease. Many top-tier fungicides offer plant health benefits like stress tolerance and improved photosynthesis. In today's ag economy, where every input needs to deliver a return, using a proven, high-performing fungicide can be the difference between an average crop and a top-performing one. It's about protecting your investment, your yield potential, and ultimately, your bottom line. In addition to yield and plant health benefits, high-performing fungicides also support long-term sustainability. By keeping disease levels low, they reduce the need for additional interventions and help preserve the effectiveness of crop protection tools.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for the state of Missouri after the announcement of the Kansas City Chiefs moving over to the Kansas side of the line, with many lawmakers now going to the state legislative session saying that they're, quote, pissed about the Chiefs moving out of the state of Missouri and looking at ways to try and make the Chiefs actually fund the demolition of the current Arrowhead Stadium.
They're utilizing all of this at the expense of the taxpayer dollars, and I just think I'm really pissed about it.
I think the pro tem, who's also very disappointed in the Chiefs' decision to leave Kansas City, I think she would be supportive of that. So look, if you've got legislative leadership on support of, you know, two particular bills that, you know, do something in that area, then I'd say, yeah, there's a very good chance that legislation gets debated and has some time on the Senate floor.
That audio from KSN News. Kansas City Chiefs have played at Arrowhead Stadium on the Missouri side of the line since 1972, and with the bill that is being discussed, that means that the Chiefs could be paying for near half of the demolition cost for the current venue. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school girls basketball action. Friday, Marysville took Clay Setter 39-32, Concordia over Chapman 45-43, Abilene fell to Rock Creek 65-18. In our feature game, Hanover girls took Onega 60-36, Valley Heights edged Donovan West 54-53, Frankfort girls fell to Clifton Clyde 64-22. Axtell pounded Bishop Seabury 82-9. Washington County fell to Centralia 68-23. Saturday, Hanover girls took Winter 58-44. Axtell over Lincoln 77-26. In boys play Friday, Marysville over Clay Setter 54-53. Concordia down to Chapman 73-24. Abilene fell to Rock Creek 86-46. In our feature game, Hanover boys defeated Onega 80-37. Valley Heights fell to Donovan West 62-27. Frankfort lost to Clifton Clyde in overtime 54-50. Axtell over Bishop Seabury 77-67. And Washington County defeated by Centralia 43-29. Saturday, Hanover boys took Quinter 80-41. Axtell over Lincoln 77-48.
Marysville, an exciting sweep at Clay Setter in North Central Kansas League play Friday. Marysville girls win the opener 39-32, controlling the ball game most of the way. The Clay Setter battled all the way. Bulldogs, led by Casey Rush with 14 points, overcame foul trouble, finished with 4 fouls. Aubrey Dressman in double figures with 10 as Marysville improves to 3-5, 2-3. Clay Setter's Lily Edwards had 20 of their 32 points. Tigers fall to 2-5, 2-3, 39-32 girls final. The boys game had Marysville leading much of the first half against a 5-1 Clay Setter team. Tigers took the third quarter 25-16, but Marysville never gave up. Pair of free throws, one to tie, one to win at the end by Ty Mosier, and it's a 54-53 final. Three Bulldogs in double figures, led by Mosier with 17, Becker had 14, Lee fouls out late with 13 for Clay. Clay Center. Abram Stratt scores 18-1. Marysville improves to 3-5, 2-3. Tigers fall to 5-2, their first league loss in five starts. 54-53 final. Marysville tipping off at Abilene Tuesday.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats over the Onega Buffaloes at home on a Friday night. The Hanover girls picked up a 60-36 win over Onega. It was the freshman Inslee Stahlbommer that led the way with 15 points as 10 Wildcats scored. Hanover jumped out to a 10-point lead in the first quarter and never looked back en route to their 60-36 victory. In the boys' contest, it was tighter at the end of the first quarter as Hanover won or was up by just one, but they outscored Onega in the final three quarters 64-24 en route to an 80-37 thumping. It was Braylon Mine that led the way with 21 points where Cooper Bruna had 15. Cason Huff was pitched in 15 in a losing effort for Onega, but Hanover boys manhandled the Onega Buffaloes 82-37. Hanover girls now 7-1, 4-0, while Onega dropped to 2-6 and 0-4 in league, while Hanover boys undefeated at 8-0, 4-0 in league play, and Onega dropped 2-6, 0-4 in league play. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Matt Glass.
Mudeikis basketball tournament tips off in Beatrice with girls action Monday, boys on Tuesday. Diller O'Dell faces Parkview Christian Monday afternoon at 4:15 at the middle school. Southern girls face Tri-County at 5 in the auditorium. Boys on Tuesday, Southern meets Meridian at 4:15 at the middle school. Diller O'Dell takes on Freeman at 6:30 at the auditorium. Monday night, Tip Centralia hosting Mar Hill. Tuesday, we're back on the road with Marysville at Abilene, live on KNDY.
The Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling, Nebraska has live music you don't want to miss. With three shows upcoming January 17th, 23rd, and February 8th, ranging from up-and-coming country artists to soulful bluegrass tunes, tickets are only $10 at the door. Get back to your live music roots at the Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling, Nebraska. Follow them on Facebook for times and details and ticket giveaways to each show.
So you brought your hibiscus, mandevilla, and a few other plants indoors for winter. Now the plant and perhaps your floor are covered with yellow leaves. Don't worry, there's hope for these plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The transition from warm, sunny, and humid outdoors to the stressful growing conditions inside our homes is hard on plants. The leaves that flourished in the summer sun start to yellow and drop due to the lower light in our homes in the shorter and grayer days of winter. With proper care, your plants will survive the transition and start producing leaves that are adapted to these lower light conditions. Start by watering plants thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are evenly moist. Allow cacti and succulents to go a bit drier. Set the plants on pebbles in a saucer. The pebbles elevate the plant above the water, preventing root rot. Plus, as the water evaporates, it increases humidity around the plant. Don't fertilize stressed plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Based on where this man grew up, you might think his mind would only be on the matters in the big city. That turned out not to be the case, though. He wound up sharing stories mostly from rural and small-town America that still resonate today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Norman Rockwell was born in 1894 in New York City. Although the city was his home, it was not the place he wanted to be.
He never really loved city life. The thing that he remembered about his childhood as being very pleasant was during the summer going to upstate New York farms or maybe rural places on Long Island as vacation.
Stephanie Plunkett shares the story of Rockwell from the museum devoted to him in Stockton. Stockbridge, Massachusetts. The boy grew up drawing pictures of characters he heard about from stories read to him. A particular moment in high school was perhaps the one that directed his future endeavors.
He apparently made a highly detailed drawing of Scrooge that even his parents recognized was quite impressive.
At the end of his sophomore year in high school, he left traditional education to attend art school. While there, he began to make art his business.
He actually began working for children's magazines. He had a teacher named Thomas Fogarty, who was a magazine illustrator, and when he was very busy, he would sometimes give his assignments to his most promising students, including Rockwell.
He continued doing illustrations for children's magazines before attempting the leap to something much larger.
He was encouraged by a friend and cartoonist named Victor Clyde Forsythe to submit his portfolio to the Saturday Evening Post, which Rockwell called the greatest show window in America for an illustrator because it had such a high circulation rate.
The Post's editor gave Rockwell three assignments initially. His first work in the Post appeared in May 1916. There's much more to the story, though, of this famous artist. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCray.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 700-4, right-sized and ready for work and play, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. Pick your trim, standard, deluxe, or forest to fit your specific needs. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So the crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
When you're ready to tackle debt, one of the first decisions you'll face is how to pay it off. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. Two popular strategies can help: the debt snowball and the debt avalanche. With the Snowball, you start by paying off your smallest balance first. That early progress builds motivation. And for many people, that momentum is the key to staying on track. The Avalanche works differently. You target the highest interest rate, which saves you more money in the long run. So which one is better? The best method is the one you'll actually stick with. Debt repayment isn't just math. It's discipleship, discipline, and steady faithfulness over time. Proverbs 22:7 reminds us that debt is a form of bondage. Choosing your plan is the first step toward financial freedom. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
The future for America's farmers lies closer to home than abroad. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Jacob Shapiro, a geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker from New Orleans, concentrates on what he sees as a need to reevaluate America's preoccupation with ag export markets.
For 100 years, the American farmer has been told it is your job to feed the world. The world starves without you. It is a noble responsibility. You are doing an incredible thing for the world in providing calories for the world. And I'd be the first to submit that it is a noble thing and that it's been a great thing for the world in general. But I would submit to you that maybe it's time for American farmers to stop thinking so much about feeding the world at a cost basis that doesn't work for them, and instead start thinking about feeding our own country.
And says Shapiro, we may need to lean away from being the low-cost commodity producers of the world.
The trap that we've gotten into, especially in the Midwest, is that we are commodity farming. We're high scale and we're low differentiation. It was the easiest way to make money and it was a path to easy success. But if I'm right about all these things changing, you have to move away from high scale, low differentiation to as much as possible high scale, high differentiation. You have to differentiate your product.
Shapiro says the world is no longer just one undifferentiated marketplace where countries send out product and people buy it. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Across the country, from the cattle ranches of Texas to the row crops of Kansas and the specialty growers in California, farmers are facing a common growing threat, water scarcity. A recent report from the Farm Progress highlights that the solution to this crisis isn't just a single tool, but rather a mix of integrated technologies that work together to maximize every drop. The core of this new approach is precision irrigation. Experts, including Suat Ermak and his research team, argue that when we combine different technologies, the efficiency benefits actually compound. They aren't just looking at how much water is applied, but how that water interacts with nutrients like nitrogen. Because nutrients move through the soil with water, managing them independently is no longer enough. If the water isn't there, the plant simply can't take up the nutrients they need for growth. So what does this mix look like? It starts with a variable rate technology, which allows equipment to apply different amounts of water to different parts of a single field based on specific needs. This is paired with soil moisture sensors and plant-based monitoring to give a real-time look at how thirsty the crops actually are. Add in weather-based estimation systems and mobile management apps, and a farmer can now control their entire irrigation strategy from a smartphone. The research also shows that the return on investment for these tools improves as the scale increases. Larger, more diverse farms with varying soil conditions find it much easier to justify the cost of high-tech upgrades. However, the transition isn't without its hurdles. For these systems to see widespread adoption, they must be reliable, durable, and perhaps most importantly, simple to use.
issues. While some farmers in states like Kansas are successfully using less water than their neighbors without sacrificing yields, the ultimate deciding factor for most producers remains the bottom line. As water regulations tighten, the goal is to make these water-saving systems so economically viable that they become the standard, not the exception. In the end, it's about moving away from guesswork and towards a data-driven future where technology ensures both a healthy crop and a sustainable water supply.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties, limited powertrain warranty, special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
KNDY.
Industrial hemp could be another feed alternative for cattle. It's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 700-4, right-sized and ready for work and play, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. Pick your trim, standard, deluxe, or forest to fit your specific needs. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority brand herbicides plus Anthem brand herbicides. Use Authority brand herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem brand herbicides 21 to 28 days after emergence. For outrageous protection that really stands out, visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority brand herbicides and Anthem brand herbicides to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting, so that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? Well, they fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The million-dollar question is, when is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about hemp for cattle at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Community Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock John Brett Heifer sale Wednesday, January the 14th, starting 11 a.m. Consignments include 26 choice red and black Angus cows. They're 3 to 8 years old. They'll have September and November calves by side. First calf heifers consist of 60 black AI bred first calf heifers for February calving. Bull bred heifers consist of 160 black, 20 black white face, 20 Sim Angus, 40 Charley red Angus cross, 30 red Angus, and 12 reputation Hereford bred heifers. They're all bred calving ease bulls for February to April calving. There will be many high-quality heifers will be offered. Spring bred cows include 300 black-white-faced cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. There will be 40 red Angus and red Baldy cows, 3 to 5 years old, and 8 Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old. Also selling will be 2 Angus and 2 black Simmental bulls, 15 to 24 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale to be held January the 14th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As 2026 begins, the senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State discusses a few of his grain market expectations for the year. Guy Allen notes what export expectations are from his perspective and the USDA's perspective.
U.S. grain exports are being characterized by record-setting corn volumes and recovering wheat shipments, and this is sort of very much contrasted by volatility and shifts in the soybean market, where our soybean exports are less than stellar and very, very frustrated with our China relationship. So it's sort of a tale of two cities there that we're looking at the moment. I mean, overall, USDA sort of has us projected to reach $72 billion of exports in fiscal year 2026.
He says what he is watching from the Federal Reserve and financial rates and factors.
We expect the Federal Reserve to continue to lower interest rates, particularly the first half of 2026. We're going to continue to watch inflation and growth numbers. I particularly like to watch that M2 money supply number. It's been expanding a bit more rapidly than what we'd like. Also driving that's going to be global economic and growth factors, as that's really going to drive a lot of our export demand interest on that.
Allen explains transportation expectations for 2026 for the global and U.S. market. He notes the impact of the Mississippi River levels.
Dry bulk in 2026 is looking to be fairly balanced and stable, but maybe a little stronger there. The key driver on that is going to be demand for coal and iron ore. And underlying that is going to be particularly the economic situation that we see in China. Currently, we're watching that lower Mississippi River. We've got some low water situations down there. When we get that low water situation, that increases our barge freight rates, as we don't have that same capacity as they have the restricted drafts south of Cairo or even south of St. Louis. So not only do we get higher barge rates, that also reflects in the higher premiums we're paying for our per car railroad rates. And what that impacts is we've got weaker basis values on the interior of the U.S. So and I think we're seeing that in some of our nearby basis numbers particularly, and we sort of expect those basis values to improve as we move into the marketing year.
That was the senior economist at the IGP Institute, Guy Allen, with his predictions for the 2026 grain market and what he is keeping a closer eye on. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, and the USDA WASDE report was just released an hour ago, and there was a surprise for the markets, and there was a significant increase in U.S. corn production and ending stocks, both of which far exceeded trade expectations. Over in the corn market, March corn down 22 cents at 423.5, May down 21.5 at 432.25, Kansas City wheat for March down 4.75 at 525.5, May down 6.75 at 536.25. In the oats market, March
March oats down 8 1/4 at 295 1/4. May down 4 1/4 at 305 3/4. In the bean market, March beans down 15 1/4 at 1047 1/4. May down 14 1/2 at 1060 even. Soybean meal for March down 6 10 at 297.60. May down 5.90 at 301.30. Soybean oil for March up 52 cents at 50.21, with May up 51 cents at 50.71. In the cotton market, March cotton up 58 cents at 64.99. May up 57 cents at 66.48. In the canola market, March canola up $1.70 at 625.40. May up $1.60 at 634.60. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, and the U.S. dollar index for March in the red down 24 cents at 98.64. June down 23 cents at 98.34. The euro for March, however, is slightly in the green, up to $1.17, and the same goes for the June euro, slightly in the green at $1.17. The Japanese yen for March is slightly in the red, down to 63 cents, with the June yen slightly in the red as well at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and there's been a slight shift back into the green as the Dow Jones is now up 7 points at 49,512. The S&P 500 is up 10 points at 6,976, and the NASDAQ is up 100 points at 23,771. Corn being the biggest surprise out of the WASD report, estimated at 17.02 billion bushels, a massive jump of over 269 million bushels from the estimate.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Start your new year with a new career. Landall is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company, hiring for production as well as a mechanic and graphic designer with competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, 6-month evaluation raise from hiring date, plus overtime, bonuses, paid time off, paid holidays, and all-inclusive insurance with a $500 deductible and more. Apply online today at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks have rallied back from a deep retreat at the start of the trading day. The Dow pared its opening losses and went into the midday lower by 87 points, but the S&P 500 was up a fraction. The NASDAQ had gained 0.2%. Budget carrier Allegiant is buying Sun Country Airlines in a deal worth about $1.5 billion. The combined company will have a fleet of nearly 200 aircraft. The deal is expected to close later this year. Walmart has its eyes on the skies as well, planning to expand delivery by drone to another 150 stores over the next year. Right now, Walmart drone deliveries are mostly limited to stores around Dallas and Atlanta. More Americans appear to be traveling just for fun. Commercial real estate tracker CoStar says the typical U.S. hotel was just over 50% occupied last month, about 4.5% higher than December of 2024. Guests are paying an average $175 per night. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.